To Robin Long and Cliff Cornell. They are two American war resistors who came up to Canada seeking refuge and because they were refusing to participate in the illegal and immoral wars in Iraq. War in Iraq. And unfortunately, even though the majority of the Canadian population did support them to be able to stay in Canada, poll after poll has shown that, and also our own government, the parliament, all of the opposition parties came together and passed not only one but two motions to call on the government to allow these soldiers to stay in Canada. And unfortunately, Cliff and Robin were both deported and they are now in prison. And they have a felony conviction that's going to follow them for life. So we have to keep putting pressure on Stephen Harper to listen to the will of the people. And this song's for them. So it's called True Stories.
That's okay.
Told me he wants to be a politician and so he better stay away from such things as human rights. As you may come back to haunt him when he's working for the people later in life. Unlikely places, level to the ground. At first we're told it didn't happen, then we'll maybe but it must have been an accident, or self-defense, or better yet, they just did it themselves. And where does it stop and where is the line drawn? Shouldn't it be easy to tell what's right from wrong? Should have figured it out by now. No time to be naive. Isn't it obvious who's spinning the web and who we can believe? They're both locked up for a year, one punished for torturing people and the other because he refused to commit the same crime. He's a true hero and he's serving time. Where does it stop and where is the line drawn? Shouldn't it be easy to tell what's right from wrong? Should be choose not to see. How did the freedom to speak turn into the freedom to lie? And when the truth comes out, why are the people denied? When it's too disturbing, they say we're better off blind. We can't have the truth correct.